let's take two letters at the same time.
Dear John, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
I wonder if you could settle once and for all the controversial debate that's been raging as to which one of us is better for the home and which one is better for the office.
Well, it really is a tricky one, that, isn't it? But the Mac or PC argument has, of course, been a source of techie conflict for years. Personally, I couldn't give less of a toss either way. They both let you download porn, don't they? What's not to like? But specky computer enthusiasts on either side treat the Mac and PC divide like open war.
The battle is won, Mr. Hardy. Those Mac-loving scum have taken their stupid mouse that has only one clicky button and turned tail and fled. We can claim victory over those who would dare prefer an OS X operating system that utilizes GUI and Unix underpinnings. Oh! Mr. Hardy, I've been hit by a spam email. I thought the ship's Windows anti-worm and virus software had been configured to prevent unsolicited emails. I am done for.
Sorry, sir. The ship's firewall was down. IT say there was a .dll file error in the hold.
It is over, Mr. Hardy. My battle is lost. Kiss me, Hardy.
No, thanks, sir. Someone might film it on their phone camera and put it on YouTube and we look well gay.
PC or Mac, Mac or PC, it's causing a national divide, pitching brother against brother, cousin against cousin, spotty geek against spotty geek.
At my signal, unleash Dell.
However, Mitchell and Webb aren't the first double act to advertise computers either. Punt and Dennis did one some years ago, back when they were famous. In which they too had to pitch computer against computer. But back then, there was no real contest as to which was the best.
Hello, I'm a Sinclair ZX81.
And I'm a Space Invaders machine in the pub.
I've got up to 1K of memory. An external cassette recorder not supplied and a lead to connect me to the back of the television.
Yeah, but I'm in the pub.
No contest.